Despite a big drop in quarterly profit, Saudi Aramco said it would still pay a shareholder dividend, most of which goes to the Saudi government. The oil company's net income in the 3 months to June 30th was $6.8 billion. In the same quarter last year, it made $24.7 billion. Unlike other oil companies, Aramco has not written down assets because of lower oil prices, but it will slash spending. Occidental cut the value of its assets this week and reported a quarterly loss of $8.4 billion. The $765 million loan that the American government said it would provide to Kodak to produce generic drugs was put on hold until allegations of wrongdoing are resolved. The company's share price soared when the loan was made public, but the timing of the announcement has led to claims of insider trading that are being investigated by regulators and Congress. Kodak is cooperating with the inquiries. Its stock has plunged by 70% since its post-announcement peak. Airbnb is reportedly preparing to file documents for an IPO, which could take place later this year. The home rentals firm has said that demand is picking up, especially for properties that are closer to home for holidaymakers. Tesla announced a 5-for-1 split of its stock. From August 28th, each shareholder will receive 4 extra shares for each share they hold at the reduced price. With the value of its stock tripling since the start of the year, the intention is to make the shares more attractive to small investors. Apple recently split its stock as its share price has also rocketed in value. Following its biggest ever loss earlier this year, SoftBank swung back to a quarterly profit of 1.25 trillion yen, that's $12 billion, mostly because the value of its holdings in tech companies rose and it sold a large chunk of its telecoms assets. The Japanese conglomerate is also considering selling some or all of Arm, a British chip designer it bought in 2016 for $32 billion. Steve Easterbrook, who was sacked by McDonald's as chief executive last November for having a romance with an employee, was sued by the company, which claims he had 3 additional sexual relationships with staff. McDonald's said that if it had known about the extent of Mr. Easterbrook's inappropriate behavior, it would not have agreed to the compensation package it paid him. Sumner Redstone died, aged 97. The media mogul's empire spanned Paramount Pictures, Viacom, and CBS. Feuds among family and management over the ownership of his companies entangled Mr. Redstone in legal proceedings for years, and his mental competency was challenged as he got older. He once said that success is built on failure, frustration, and sometimes catastrophe.